You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we have a spill in the studio. That's my fault. Oh, there we go. Woo! All right, well, if I electrocute myself, God forbid, you know why. If you hear any bzzz, it's because I just dropped my water bottle all over the place. Well, what are you going to do? You know what? I know it's clean. I hate wasting water, though, honestly. I know many of you back east are really sick of water with the whole Hurricane Sandy. And here I am wasting water, just spewing it all over my studio. Maybe my studio wants to feel like it's part of the damage. Any of you listening live, please call in and tell us how you're doing out there and how you're holding up and what's going on. I realize there's lots of power outages. Many of you don't have internet. We do recommend you all definitely have in your to-go flea bag. Make sure you have like an AM radio, et cetera, so you can at least still listen to the AM dial and your local news talk station. But if you are able to hear and you're out there, please let us know how you're doing. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Our hearts and prayers are with those who are battling Hurricane Sandy right now. From what we understand, it's supposed to hit land later this evening, even though we're already seeing the tides and the flooding and the huge waves. I still don't get it. You see these pictures of moms and their kids taking pictures right out there on the beach. I don't get that. As of this morning, they were saying that Atlantic City was underwater. Part of Battery Park, where you stand in line to take the ferry to get to the Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island, had been underwater. Water receded about an hour or two ago. President Obama had stopped his campaign that he was going to campaign in Florida. He actually is going back to work, believe it or not. After all these days on the trail, actually going back to work, he made a speech a little earlier urging people to be safe in this time of crisis. Always nice to see our president doing his job and our taxpayer dollars going to where it should, even though I understand, campaigning is just all on the taxpayer dollar as it is. So people are concerned if this storm is going to affect the ability to vote next week. Some of these states don't have early voting, so those that weren't able to vote still haven't been able to cast their vote and are waiting for Election Day. Again, Election Day is 8 days away, all right, 8 long days away. Hopefully by then much of the flooding has receded. Power outages will hopefully have been restored so you all can still vote. Pretty scary stuff though, nonetheless. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, it's definitely cough and cold time. And many of you ask me about sore throats. You'll go to the doctor. I get this email all the time. Doctor, I went to the doctor. He diagnosed me with a sore throat, said it wasn't strep, wouldn't give me an antibiotic, and I'm home now with a sore throat. It hurts. What do I do? Now, I know a lot of you like the antibiotic because the sore throat seems to go away with the antibiotic. And that could occur even if your sore throat isn't bacterial. These antibiotics seem to have some sort of anti-inflammatory property. It hasn't really been addressed or identified, but many of you take an antibiotic and the sore throat seems to go away. And many of you get antibiotics when it's not bacterial. So, of course, doctors are trying to cut back on antibiotic overusage, but they send you home and they'll say, well, take some Advil or Aleve for your sore throat. Don't forget there's other things you could take. Fox News came out with a real nice list of 10 different ways to cut back on your sore throat. Of course, most of you do anti-inflammatories, but you have to take them every 4 to 6 hours, and that could kind of get tedious, especially a little dangerous for those of you that have kidney disease or liver issues. Saltwater gargle really helps. Warm salt water, believe it or not, reduces the swelling. We like to stay away from hot tea because you want to actually cool things down back there because cooling decreases inflammation, but we know people feel better with heat. So warm salt water gargle, it helps. It reduces swelling in the throat, loosens mucus, flushes out irritants and bacteria. They say put about a half a teaspoon of salt in 1 cup of water. If you need to help with the taste, you can put some honey into it. But don't forget to spit out the water. Don't swallow it. All right? Because, again, you're trying to flush out the bacteria that's there locally. I think saltwater gargles are crucial. And also the salt sometimes kills the bacteria in and of itself, not just flushes. So saltwater goggles are probably one of the best things you could do. Of course, there's lozenges and sprays. Lozenges, they help stimulate saliva production, keeps your throat moist, so it hopefully helps flush things out. Sometimes even hard candy helps, but we don't want you to overdo it with the sugar. Chloraseptic helps with some of the pain, but it stinks and it doesn't taste too good. Cough syrup seems to help as well, even if it's just for cough. NyQuil has a little bit of a pain reliever and antihistamine. That seems to help. Many people with will ask for a cough syrup with some codeine, like Robitussin with codeine. Codeine is a pain reliever. It is a narcotic. It does work well, not as strong as Lortab or Vicodin, so many doctors don't have a problem prescribing that to you. But if you are, if the doctor says just take some cough syrup, ask them for something with a little bit of codeine. That should help with the pain. Of course, fluids. You need to stay hydrated. It helps you fight the cold. It also helps you flush out the bacteria. If your urine is dark yellow, you're not getting a fluid. Make sure your urine is light yellow. Of course, if you have heart issues, don't overdo it with your fluids. I like Throat Coat tea. It's a tea you can get over the counter at most stores. Throat Coat, that helps me with my sore throat. Tea usually helps a lot of people, different kinds of tea. But the tea I like to drink is Throat Coat. Of course, chicken soup. We've talked about chicken soup, the anti-inflammatory properties. You know, I mean, but it has to be real chicken soup with the full chicken in there. Not with the entrails, but, you know, with the cartilage. Anti-inflammatories are given off from the heated cartilage. Not to mention you have all the vitamins, you know, from the vegetables, etc. Plus the warmness of the soup and the salt. It works. It just works. Chicken soup is wonderful. Marshmallows. Even though there's no hard evidence, marshmallows have been used to treat coughs and colds, which is why when mommy made us hot chocolate with some marshmallows, it made everything better. Don't forget about marshmallows. Of course, rest. You need to rest. Now, for some of you that sleep with your mouths open, a Cool Mist humidifier helps, because I know when you sleep with your mouth open, you dry everything out and it hurts. So make sure you have a Cool Mist humidifier. I'd like to add to this list hot showers. I love taking hot showers when I'm sick. It helps my throat. And then, of course, God forbid you have a strep infection. Group B strep, etc. Antibiotics help. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff, ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos.
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, Monday Night Football is always exciting. Can't wait to watch tonight. I guess the Cardinals are going to be playing the 49ers. By the way, congratulations to the Giants for winning the World Series yesterday. That was pretty impressive. But we got the 49ers and the Cardinals tonight. Can't wait. Of course, you know, I like the Cardinals because I grew up in Phoenix. I've been pretty impressed. I mean, you know, 30 years ago, you know, they weren't doing that well. Lately, they've been doing pretty impressive. So, you know, hope they have a good year this year, and we'll see how they do tonight. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Dawn working the dials. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. I understand you have many choices in which to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. So glad that you guys could you know, be able to tune in and listen to us. I realize sometimes the Dr. Dahlia Show does not play in your particular market. If so, just contact your news talk station. Tell them to bring the Dr. Dahlia Show to your market, and we will hopefully make this happen. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show. We do have an app. The Android app allows you to listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show for free. Please download that. 3 hours of The Dr. Dahlia Show. You get all of them at once. I mean, not playing, you know, together. That would kind of sound like in stereo, but be pretty confusing too. But at least you could access the Dr. Dahlia Show on the archives and podcasts as well. All right, so good news. Violent crime fell in 2011 in fifth annual drop. They say the estimated number of violent crimes has dropped, according to the FBI. It's fallen 3.8% compared with the year before. Property crime rate which includes motor vehicle theft and burglary, dropped 0.5% compared to 2010. All four categories of violent crime were surveyed: robbery, forcible rape, murder, and non-negligent manslaughter. And aggravated assault. All of these, thank God, decreased in 2011 compared to the previous year. Murder and non-negligent manslaughter fell by 0.7%. Rape down by 2.5% compared to 2010, according to the FBI. Robbery had the largest decrease, falling 4%. Why? I'm not sure. You know, I mean, I know in the recession there's obviously less to steal. I mean, we have nothing in our house worth anything. I mean, everything we own is leased or upside down, or, you know, I mean, we really never had anything, you know, handed down from the family. You know, I mean, we had a bunch of family killed in the Holocaust, so any, you know, jewels or anything they had, if they had, you know, most of my family that were killed were poor, the Nazis took. So, you know, none of us really amassed any wealth throughout the ensuing years. So, I wish I could just put a sign on my house saying, look, guys, really nothing here. Yes, we have been broken into. We were broken into a couple years ago. Luckily, the alarm went off. Right, but I really need a sign going, you know, listen, we got nothing here. In fact, can you leave stuff, you know? I gotta tell you, I really love that show, Storage Wars. You know, it's interesting how other people are navigating through the recession. I guess, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I kind of just started watching Storage Wars the last couple months, where basically there are people that sell secondhand things. I mean, they'll refurbish it, they'll restore it. So they have these stores, or they have garage sales. I'm not really too sure what they do. And in order to get the secondhand stuff, garages, they have these auctions. When somebody skips out on the bill, I guess they'll auction the storage facility. You don't get to look inside it. You just get to see from the outside. And I guess on the show Storage Wars, in Texas Storage Wars, you just say, all right, you know, I'll pay $200 for this. They, you know, people battle it out. Then you open up the locker and you take a look and you see what's inside, and then you could sell the stuff. So that's always kind of pretty cool. I really don't understand why somebody, if they had anything of value in these things, would not go back and get it. You know, I find that odd. I mean, some of these storage lockers, you have your whole house, you have all these mementos, and you would think if you're not going to pay the bill, take a quick trip and get your stuff. So I assume most of the things that are left there is junk. But I guess what these people are banking on is somebody forgetting that something good is there. I honestly, that's what a lot of people bank on. You know, like I'll watch Pawn Stars, and somebody will come in with this coin from the 1800s, and they said, oh, I got it from a garage sale. You know, and you're like, well, I hope it's real. You know, I mean, a lot of us, we fall on things. Like, you always hear the stories where somebody picks up a Picasso, a print, where the person didn't realize they knew they had it, and somebody goes to a garage sale or they go to a flea market and they pick it up. I mean, those stories are very common, but it's really rare. I mean, that's like hitting the lottery, being able to walk into a flea market and picking up a Picasso print. You know, most of the time these things aren't worth anything, and very shady people will make things look like an antique. So you feel like, oh my gosh, I jumped on something good. And then, you know, yeah, then they bring it to Pawn Stars, or they try to auction it off, and then they find out it's worthless. So, you know, so again, like with these storage wars, you kind of hope that something valuable is in there. But I find it fascinating that in this economy, people could be that, creative in terms of, okay, well then we're gonna resell, refurbish things. So they'll find a table and chairs, they'll refurbish it, they'll find a piece of, furniture. And I gotta tell you, I mean, used furniture is a great way to go. You know, new furniture is so expensive. I remember years ago when the market was at its peak, you would go and look at furniture. The place would be packed because, you know, in the Southwest, homes were being built like crazy. People were trying to fill up their homes. And so they would, you know, they would need to obviously, you know, furnish their homes. And I mean, you know, bedroom sets for $10,000. I was like, whoa, you know, and so, you know, secondhand furniture is a great way to go, especially in this economy. You know, I had, before I got married, everything I had was secondhand. You know, and then we finally got a bedroom set and we finally got a dining room table. I had never bought new furniture. I just didn't realize how expensive it was. Well, thank God whatever furniture we bought, we did, because now we couldn't afford to buy it. But it's just amazing what people do. So to think that you could just go bid on a locker, get some secondhand stuff, make it nice, and sell it. Pretty cool stuff, and power to them. You know, also pretty cool is there's this mom in Texas who broke the world record for donating breast milk, 86 gallons. Apparently, Alicia Richman lives in North Texas, had more milk than she needed for her baby. So her freezer ran out of room. So she found a breast milk. It's called the Mother's Milk Bank of North Texas. She donated the formula to them. It's a nonprofit that provides mother's milk to babies in intensive care whose own mothers can't give them milk. And she had started donating to the bank back in 2011, has reached the 86-gallon mark. The previous record was shattered by a person, or previous record that she shattered was a 23-gallon. That is a lot. So, I guess 3 ounces of milk can feed a premature infant 9 times. So that many ounces of milk can do a lot, especially for premature babies. So she says, please, I don't mind if you want to break my record, but the next pregnancy, I'm going to beat my own record. Good for them. That is some pretty cool stuff. You know, we're talking about Hurricane Sandy and blood donations. The blood banks are very concerned, not so much of the use of the blood, but the lack of donations. You know, during Hurricane Irene, that was an issue as well, where people weren't going to the blood bank to make their appointment to donate their blood. And whenever there's a natural disaster such as this that's affecting the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast, people that regularly donate blood aren't doing it, obviously. And so not only is there a concern of the use, but there's a concern of the input of the story. So those of us that live in other parts of the country that can, please donate blood. Red Cross obviously is looking for donations at this time. Go to redcross.org. I believe that's our website to see if you could help in any way. Again, our hearts and prayers are extended to those that are battling Hurricane Sandy right now. It is supposed to reach landfall tonight. From what we understand, multiple tunnels have been closed. The Holland Tunnel, tunnel to Battery Park, the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, renamed the Hugh Carey Tunnel, I believe just closed. From what I understand, in Connecticut and multiple other metropolitan areas, they've had to close their tunnels. Obviously, the stock market was closed. NASDAQ was closed today. Doubtful it'll reopen tomorrow, but we'll keep you posted if it is. We had discussed in the previous hour that the power outages are going to be probably lasting for days, much longer than the storm that's supposed to hopefully pass through most of these areas tomorrow. So we talked about how to keep your food cold. Immediately put it in the freezer, because at least a freezer could keep food cold up to 2 days. Definitely not long enough for some of the power outages that these people are going to endure. So I recommend getting freeze-dry guy. I'm a huge fan of freeze-dry guy. Non-perishable food items. Make sure to keep everything above ground, because flood water, of course, is going to wreak havoc on the pet food and the other food, etc. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDalli, or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, this is interesting. They say the first scientific name ever given to a dinosaur fossil was Scrotum Humanum. Now, for those of us that understand a little Latin, it sounds like scrotum human, human scrotum. Apparently, this was named by Richard Brooks, a physician back in the 1760s. He had no idea he was describing a dinosaur. Apparently, Sir Richard Owen is the one that came up with the dinosaur term in the 19th century. So a fossilized bone fragment of this particular dinosaur was, I guess, discovered in a limestone quarry in Oxfordshire, England, in 1676. Richard Plott, a professor of chemistry at the University of Oxford, realized that the bone, which he correctly identified as part of a femur, the leg, was too large to belong to any known animal. Plott described the bone in his Natural History of Oxfordshire book, believed that it must have come from a biblical human giant. Brooks would re-describe the specimen 90 years later, so the next physician would re-describe this specimen 90 years later based on the previous professor Plott's drawing, which actually looked like a pair of testicles. Now, how would they confuse a leg bone to a pair of testicles? Okay, you have condyles. You have medial and lateral, the inside and the lateral. Okay, when you look at the leg, okay, so you have the ball and socket up there in the hip, but as the leg extends down to the knee, you have these, like, condyles, okay? Your elbow has it, too. And it, when you just sever that lower part, it looks like scrotum. I had no idea back in the 1600s they used the word scrotum. That kind of confuses me. So, honestly, it looked like a pair of human testicles. Eventually, the prehistoric owner of the femur bone, it later got a name, Megalosaurus, okay? Megalosaurus. Megalosaurus was the first dinosaur to be described and named by William Buckland in 1824. They say, now where am I getting this from? This is kind of interesting. This is coming from IO9, right? Is that 10, IO9, 109? I don't get it. Okay, anyway. Let me see. The first name ever given to a dinosaur was still Scrotum Humanum, even though it was just given to the femur bone. So that was pretty cool. Megalosaurus luckily got to have its name changed, otherwise it was going to be named after testicles. So that's kind of interesting. History of the, naming of the dinosaur. Interesting. Now, hermit crabs. They say hermit crabs are really hermits. They do not socialize with their neighbors, and from what I understand, they're real jerks. They say about a dozen hermit crab species live on land, and they like to live inside old snail shells. The crabs hollow out the shells, they say, to allow more room for eggs and their own growth. But they have to find a snail shell. So I guess these guys don't grow their own shell. They're a crab, they find a shell, and they grow inside the shell. So they have to find a snail shell that's usually not common in hermit crab habitats. When the crab, they say, is in the market for a new shell, they don't search for one. They try to grab another shell. They try to grab another crab shell or trick another crab into giving up its own shell. Yeah, I got to tell you, and then they squat. No, they don't have to. No, Fanny and Freddie, they are not a part of this at all. So I guess to kick off the trading process, three hermit crabs usually meet up. It then attracts more crabs to the location. And then researchers at UC Berkeley have discovered that the crabs organize themselves from smallest to largest shell in a sort of kleptomaniac crab conga line. And I guess they do. They unite. And then I guess they, in a frenzy, grab each other's shells. The crab with the second largest shell seizes the even larger shell in front of it and makes the largest shell its own. The process repeats all down the line until every crab has traded up, except for the crab that started the event with the best shell of the bunch, who now either has to climb into the leftover or go without. You would wonder if the hermit that has the best shell would not even go to this little party. Apparently, researcher says the one that gets yanked out of its shell is often left with the smallest shell and it can't really protect itself with. Then he ends up being liable to be eaten by something and die. So this is hermit crabs' survival of the fittest. This is how these crabs compete for survival. If you're stupid enough to get tricked out of your shell because you go to this conga party, and then you can't fit into a shell, you end up dying because somebody's going to eat you. Not the other hermit crabs, but etc. And then they really don't hang out. They really don't hang out with other, I'm sure they have some sort of reproductive mating ritual. But, no. So, interesting stuff. Okay. Let's talk about downloading and this, jailbreaking term they're using, for tablets. Apparently, the act of jailbreaking, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, allows users to change their tech settings so that they could download applications that are not approved by Apple or their respective carriers. When they do this to cell phone, the users can then switch providers. I guess the issue comes up frequently when and if cell phones are stolen, because it allows the thief to use the smartphone as they wish. Remember, it was a point where you really couldn't steal somebody else's phone because it had everything else on it. Well, they could apparently jailbreak. Apparently, it is covered by the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, and the law is reviewed every 3 years so that it could be updated to the latest advancements. The Copyright Office changed the law for smartphones in 2010, allowing jailbreaking. Not sure why. CNET reports that users are now allowed to install unapproved applications and to switch network carriers. Oh, that's why. Because you can now switch your networks. Digital rights advocate group Electronic Frontier Foundation says such measures are progress, but not as much as they hoped. Okay, well, I don't get it. So somebody could steal your phone. Somebody could steal your tablet. And they're actually protected by law to mess with it. Is that what they're saying? I don't get it. All right, 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, now, they say women who get plant compounds, like flavonoids, which we talk about, are apparently at lower risk to stomach cancer. Men doesn't seem to make much of a difference, but women who eat plant-based foods like fruits, vegetables, whole grain cereals, nuts, legumes, they are able to lower their risk of stomach cancer. Obviously, this diet has to be combined with the less consumption of red meat and processed meat. Now, of course, these flavonoids alone can't ward off the disease, but people that eat vegetables such as this, they do well. Now, remember last week we were talking about green tea and how women in the Far East were able to decrease the risk of esophageal colon cancer, stomach cancer by drinking green tea. And they said maybe because there's flavonoids. Well, in this case, they do know that flavonoids are in their legumes, nuts, cereals, vegetables, etc., and fruit. Stomach cancer is the fourth most common, second most deadly. So researchers looked at people's food diaries. They took a look at, pinto beans. Oh, no, we're not going to start with the beans again. Oh, no. Anyway, those help as well. All right. So, ladies, we got to eat our legumes. I know. I don't know. Of course, we got to avoid, you know, we got to avoid our bad food. It stinks. I mean, I know eating healthy, right? I know it helps us live longer. But I got to tell you, sometimes I am so tired of eating healthy and trying to diet that I just want to, like, Halloween. I'm sorry. Halloween, that's going to be my cheat day. I love chocolate. So don't mess with me. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com. mini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I hope you all are doing well out there. Thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Again, our hearts and prayers are with those of you that are out there on the in the Mid-Atlantic and the northern eastern coast. We understand Hurricane Sandy is already showing its fury with winds, flooding, power outages. Even though the storm is supposed to hit and make landfall by late tonight, we understand that there's already a lot of trauma being incurred at this time. As it heads towards the northeast, many of you have said this is going to be worse than Hurricane Irene. Some of you have brought up Hurricane Gloria, say not as bad as that one. So we'll, you know, keep you posted. I know our show is ending, but please tune into your local talk station, Talk Superstation, XM, etc., because they're going to be giving you information as this storm continues. And of course, please be safe. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. A second compounding pharmacy has been shut down in the meningitis probe. When the first compounding pharmacy in New England, the New England Compounding Center, was shut down, Apparently, the Massachusetts governor decided to do order some spot inspections. And another compounding pharmacy in Massachusetts has been shut down over sterility concerns. Apparently, the surprise inspection showed that it was not safe enough to compound pharmaceuticals there. From what we understand, the compounding pharmacy gladly gave up their license, suspended it, is not producing any medications. From what we understand, they also were administering IV medications, even though they weren't licensed to do so. We don't believe that any medications from that facility was tainted. We believe so far so good, but they are asking patients and doctors to return any unused medication, such that they could review it. You know, we spent a significant amount of time last week talking about OSHA and how, you know, many of us doctors and companies can actually ask for inspections, and you're not going to get fined. When you ask for an inspection, I know many people go, oh, don't do that because then you're on the radar and you could get, you know, I think it's a very good idea to call up, and we could do this in our town in Las Vegas. Call up the local OSHA office and go, look, I want to do things right. Can you please come down, take a peek, all right? Tell us what we're doing right. Tell us if there's anything we're doing wrong. Let us fix it. And what they do is they usually give you a little window of time to fix it. They won't fine you. You know, they'll show you what you're doing. See, that's a problem. A lot of people, they don't want to get educated on it because they don't want to be red flagged. They don't want to bring attention to themselves. Well, I would rather do things right and put patients first. And what's really nice is how OSHA in our town, and I'm sure they do it in others, will give you like a window of protection. Such that if they do come out and they go, oh, no, you can't, you know, dry your hands with a towel. You need to have paper towel at every station. You know, even though a lot of your, you know, staff, you know, don't like drying their hands with paper because it hurts their eczema, you can't have a bath towel because then people are going to share the bath towel. Things like that. You know, it's like, oh, I'll fix it. You're right. Thank you. You know, so you go and you fix these things and you move on. And then they could come back and reinspect, make sure everything's good. I mean, I don't know, you know, what staff looks like now, but we've done that a few times since we opened our office just to make sure we're doing everything right, make sure there's nothing new. You know, they see that all our expired medicines are thrown out. They see our autoclaving procedure, give us pointers on that if we're doing it right. And luckily, we have. Luckily, we very rarely had an issue. But I love being on their radar, letting them know that I'm trying. I think that looks a hell of a lot better than having the spot inspection and them going, oh, no way. You know, what this company should have done, because look, number one is there were concerns about the, also remember, you know, when you have an inspection or when you get an audit, it's never 100% perfect. You get that? Never, okay? They're going to find something, because nobody's 100% perfect, all right? Well, you know, just the thought of that. I mean, if you are a compounding pharmacy, if you're a physician, if you're a hospital, and you know that you're not at 100% perfection, aren't you worried about patient safety? You know, don't you kind of wonder about that? You know, and so I love how we can at least, while OSHA is working with us, have that protection, you know? Now, another suggestion I would recommend for you doctors out there listening or hospitals, et cetera, is a lot of times when you fire somebody, they'll get mad and say, oh, I'll call OSHA. And I'll tell OSHA that you aren't doing X, Y, and Z, so you get in trouble. You know, I mean, don't think that you're never going to get inspected. Okay, don't, like I said, it looks way better that you have offered to help, that you've offered to jump on the situation. Like I said, what this compounding pharmacy should have done is as soon as they heard what happened with New England Compounding Center, I would have called the authorities and said, look, can you take a peek and make sure we're good? You know, we administer drugs, we've been doing things right, take a look. And if they would have had the inspection, okay, I doubt they would have had to suspend their pharmacy license. Right? But they got caught. They got caught, you know, I guess, performing IV infusions where they're not supposed to, et cetera. And, boom. See, now they're out of work. So that's where I think being upfront and open and working with the authorities help. Now, should you call the IRS and say, no, that's a whole other story. But, I honestly wish there was a way where you could say, you know, look, I just want to make sure I'm doing everything right. That's why a lot of us use accountants, so we could use the accountant, hold them, you know, liable if anything goes wrong. But, you know, when you're running your own office or clinic or pharmacy and you're, you know, dealing with, patient safety and lives are at stake, don't you want to make sure you're doing it right? You know, I mean, the last thing you want to do is cause the deaths of 23 people, like this meningitis outbreak caused. That is horrible. You know, and I mean, I'm sure it wasn't done on purpose. Somebody dragged in some soil. Somebody was half-assed. But you can't be half-assed in this type of situation. Being half-assed kills. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOLLY. We got Halloween coming up in 2 days. Pretty exciting. I know the kids are all excited. Dentists, of course, are weighing in. And a survey of dentists finds about two-thirds of them say that candy, Survey of dentists finds about two-thirds of them say they hand out candy to trick-or-treaters, but a small percentage of these dentists actually give out toothbrushes or fruit. And some of these dentists just don't offer treats at all. One of my dentist friends does that. He passes out toothbrushes. I think that's a great idea because most kids, they use the same toothbrush year after year. And, because it's softer. And so you really need to switch it up. But the dentists say 79% of the dentists chose chocolate as their candy of choice. They said if they do hand out something, they would rather be chocolate because it dissolves quickly in the mouth and decreases the amount of time sugar has in contact with the teeth, as opposed to the chewy, sticky kind of candy like the dots that get stuck between the molars and between your teeth. That concerns them more. Of course, we also want to urge, you know, that the kids get good dental visits, you know, at least twice yearly. Make sure they're brushing their teeth twice a day with fluoridated toothpaste. Don't swallow the toothpaste. Make sure you're flossing daily. Water pick helps as well. And, it's also, you know, the time of year where people want to do very strange things to themselves, you know, like wear these plastic contact lenses that you could buy at any store to put into the eye to look like a zombie. Be careful with those. They scratch up the cornea. You get that infected. A corneal abrasion could go into a corneal ulceration and cause you to go blind. You know, remember, these Halloween contacts aren't sterile. You know, they don't usually come from Bausch & Lomb or some sort of ophthalmic company. And so be very careful with, obviously, what you're putting in your eye. You know, an interesting article says those that watch scary movies can burn as much calories as a 30-minute walk. So we were going through the different calories people would lose while watching Jaws. It was hilarious, while watching The Shining. I guess The Shining was on that list. Jaws, Saw, Alien, all sorts of kind of crazy stuff. Like I said, for those of you battling Hurricane Sandy, please be safe. Keep us posted on how you're doing. Take care of your families, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.